one.
It's the Puff and Steph podcast.
We did it, everyone. We made it. It's Friday. Yes, the Puff and Steph podcast. Hanging out in your listening device, your viewing device, your device. Today's show brought to you by Freisinger Hyundai. Right on the price, right on the pike. You have pain, anxiety, can't sleep? Well, you should probably meet with a certified wellness consultant, an American shaman, a PA. Life is better with the feather. HempusHealth.com. And with me, as always, across the table, Steffers. What's up? Happy Friday.
Hi. Happy Friday.
Good to see you on another weekend eve.
Yes.
Excited for what I got going on this weekend, which is absolutely nothing for a while.
Sometimes that's the best kind of weekend.
Yeah. I mean, I have work to do and things I want to catch up on, but I actually don't have to leave the house this weekend if I don't want to.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
It can be. Absolutely. One thing that we found, the wife and I, on one of our trees is a lot of like cicada exoskeletons.
Ew, those are so gross. I used to think they were cool when I was a kid.
I mean, the idea behind them is actually kind of cool. They come out of the ground or whatever every 17 years and they die really quickly and they mate and they, you know, and get the next crop of cicadas ready 17 years later. It's weird.
It is.
And they're loud and they're obnoxious, but it's kind of, I mean, I know this is weird coming from me, but it's kind of cool to see how nature works like that.
Are you being serious?
No, I mean, it's a little kind of cool. Now, here's the problem, though. A lot of people are like, these are so cool, brood. I think the fact they're called, like, brood X, like, for whatever reason.
Cicadas are called brood X.
This particular group of them are called brood X.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's different. I think people are like, yeah, brood X, or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. But people are thinking, you know, are saying on social media and stuff how cool they are and everything. I don't think this guy thinks that. Last week, Cincinnati, Ohio, a cicada flew through an open car window, striking the driver in the face. He drove off of the road and crashed into a utility pole, damaging the vehicle. The vehicle. The driver sustained minor injuries. The car was heavily damaged, totaled.
I bet.
That was, so you think cicadas are cool?
Nope.
All right, there you go.
I would freak out. One of my biggest fears is like a spider, like coming from like underneath, like where my, like from underneath the steering wheel or from on the dashboard. I would literally crash my car. Like I would not be able to just calmly pull over.
I saw a picture one time. It freaked me out and I look always now. Not always, most of the time. I saw a picture of a snake coming in like under the driver, like the steering column or whatever, like it got in and it was like just kind of hanging there.
Why would you tell me that? That's another fear I have, but I convinced myself it was irrational.
No,
so it's actually possible.
It could happen.
Nope. I would light my car on fire. Done. It's paid off. I'll get another car.
Didn't we have a coworker one time who said that she found a snake hanging from her basement ceiling or something?
Oh, yeah. That sounds familiar. Leave the house. Move out. You know what? Speaking of, my brother, Michael, lives in Florida, found a scorpion in his house, in his kitchen the other day, in his home where he lives and sleeps.
What do you do with that?
He put it in the garbage disposal.
What?
I know.
Michael, put your shoe on and step on it.
No, they're like a scorpion, like not a bug, like a, like, I don't, are they like reptiles? I don't even know.
No, they're bug. But
they're like,
they're not, I mean, they're not, it's not a rabbit.
But they're like, they're not, I don't know if
they're
squishable.
He could have got it with his shoe.
Don't they have like a hard, like,
they're squid. I'm guessing your brother's about 175 pounds. He can crush.
I think he could handle it. He's pretty fit. But I think that they have like a hard, like almost like a crab. That's how I picture it. But I really say that based on nothing.
No.
Are they soft? Like bugs?
So he picked it up?
I got to get the details on how it got from the floor to the garbage disposal.
All right. You're in this situation. And you have to. You have to take care of it.
Nope.
What do you do?
Nope. Burn the house down.
No, how do you get, it's an easy solution.
Heck no.
It is. How do you get the scorpion from your floor to the garbage disposal?
Call somebody to come help me.
No. You're not allowed to do that.
Put a trash can over it until someone comes home.
No.
That's what I did with a praying mantis one time in my house.
A praying mantis doesn't
yes!
do anything.
Those things are creepy as heck. They're like, hello.
What are they like?
Hello.
Okay. All right. This is what you should have done. If this ever happens to you, it's actually really simple. Take a pair of tongs. You got some distance, right? Get the longest pair of tongs you got. Maybe you got a big pair for grilling or something, right? And you just pick it up with the tongs, drop it in the garbage disposal, and torture that poor animal.
Yeah, but don't they have tails that can sting you? I feel like it could, like, swing back and get you.
How?
I'm not taking any chances.
Hold on. Now I get... Hold on.
I need to know more about scorpions, but I definitely wouldn't have the guts to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Or a 2-foot pair of tongs?
Yeah. I feel All like right, they can
so
sting
the,
you.
The biggest scorpion has only been about that big. Which I doubt Michael had the biggest scorpion.
I don't think
scorpion.
It was that big.
So let's just assume it was that big, right? Let's assume it was, what's that, 3.5, 4 inches?
Yeah.
So let's say it was a 4-inch scorpion. A pair of tongs easily did that.
But what if it, like, swings back and stings
you? Did
you
just text him and ask?
I was looking for the picture he sent.
Oh, he sent a picture?
He sent a picture. Okay. It was horrifying. And I love Florida, and I'm going to live there someday, but I was like, uh-uh. Not in your dwelling. Not in the place that you sleep and have peace.
I'm gonna live in a scorpion-free gated community.
No scorpions allowed.
Absolutely not. Are there scorpions in this area? Sure. I mean, they're in Florida a little bit. All right, next house, please.
Next.
You know, there's gonna be scorpions everywhere. You know, maybe next time I ask you, just tell me no. Okay.
Make me feel better.
How about that? Ignorance is bliss.
Yep.
All right, you're the worst real estate agent ever. That's funny.
Isn't that crazy? Garbage disposal too. I was proud. What a good idea.
I mean.
I didn't know you could put stuff like that in there, but I guess...
Oh, it takes care of a lot of stuff.
Does it?
You could have just thrown it outside, too.
No!
Let it be free.
No! Kill that thing! End it! Without a shadow of a doubt, that thing will never live again.
Wow. Okay. So, next time Steph is on the show talking about a cute, cuddly puppy or something, just remember how she talked about this scorpion. Kill it! Kill it! End it! Never let it live again! Garbage disposal here! Here you come!
Yep. Amen to that.
All right. So this woman survived somehow. A South African woman has given birth to 10 babies.
No.
10!
At once.
Yeah, she's 37 years old. She already has 6-year-old twins. Claims that her pregnancy was natural and she was not on fertility treatments. A liar. You're a liar.
No.
There's no way this happens. She had a litter.
Yeah. Bigger than a litter.
Doctors originally detected 6 babies, but more recently upped the estimate to 8. So they were shocked when they found 10. 7 boys, 3 girls by cesarean section. Thank God. Breaks a record for the most children born at the same birth, which was actually just set last month. We talked about this. By a woman who gave birth to 9 kids. Do you remember this?
In Morocco? I forgot about that, yeah.
And of course, every time something like this happens, everyone always wants to talk about Octomom. Remember that chick?
I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. How is that even possible? I give anybody who's ever had one child all the love, respect, and credit in the world.
So a couple of your friends have had kids,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Do you remember, like, how big they got?
Yeah, towards the end? Oh, yeah.
Like, you're just like, you're a house, right?
You don't say that to them. But yeah.
Like, oh, my God! Did a bee sting you in the stomach, too? No. Now, she only carried these babies to 29 weeks. So, normally it goes to 40. So, they're all fine. They're going to be all right. But, I mean, that's a lot of babies to have inside you. Even smaller babies at 29 weeks.
Right. Is she all right?
I don't think so.
Can we check on her?
No.
Can we get her on the line?
She's now not talking to anyone.
I don't blame her.
And I don't know why the story decided to throw this in there, too. They mentioned that her husband is unemployed.
Oh, no. This poor woman. Can you imagine the stress level?
So she's got 10... And then 2, right? Because she has twins that are 6. And she's also taking care of her husband. So that's 13 mouths to feed.
Wow. Okay. And you know, all jokes aside, but like seriously, how do 2 people take care of 10 babies? Like she has to hire help. I mean, you physically cannot take care of that many babies at the same time. You forget to feed one of them.
I think you pick your favorites, and then you take care of them and let the other ones fend for themselves and just see what happens. At that point, you just run experiments.
Right, you just try.
Like, I'm going to be mean to that one its whole life. I'm going to be super nice to that one. I'm going to make this one take care of that one.
Turn into a study.
Yeah, just see what happens. I'm sure she's getting some sort of help from charities and things like that.
I hope so. I mean, you got to sort them somehow. Like, put a paint on their backs. Like, how do you tell them apart? Does it even matter at that point?
Put paint on their backs?
Red, that's Brandy. Blue is Thomas.
Look, Tyler. Green right across the forehead. Like, it's a good point. I didn't think of stuff like that, but how do you tell them apart?
I guess they probably just don't even care.
Now, they're probably not going to be 10 identical kids.
Right.
When you have big packs of babies like that,
right.
I don't know. More times than not, they're not identical.
Right.
Right. It's a bunch of different individual fertilized eggs rather than an egg that's split into two. You know, how it works with identical twins.
Right.
So, I mean, as they grow up, you'll be able to tell them apart better. But, yeah, as a baby, I mean, a lot of babies, no offense to babies. Yeah, they all look the same.
They
all look like little wrinkly old people aliens.
Right, she's got to label them somehow until they start looking different, you know? Because then they're all going to grow up and she's going to be like, I don't even know which one of you is which.
I like the Sharpie idea.
Right?
All right, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we got that advice column.
It's the Puff and Steph Podcast.
Freisinger Hyundai, a refreshingly different car buying experience. Freisinger Hyundai dedicates itself to customer satisfaction. From the initial sale to the maintenance you'll need during the life of the vehicle, Freisinger Hyundai treats you like family. Check out their large selection of both the latest Hyundai lineup to certified pre-owned and used vehicles. Come see how Freisinger Hyundai drives the difference and tailors the purchase process to your needs. Right on the price, right on the pike. Freisinger Hyundai, 6115 Carlisle Pike, Mechanicsburg, 717-766-8422. During this time, many are out of work and struggling just to get by. It's good to know that your friends at Capital City Buy and Sell in Harrisburg have your back. If you're in need of extra help during the pandemic, you can pawn or sell unwanted or unneeded items that you may have laying around your house, including jewelry, electronics, tools, musical instruments, and a whole lot more. Capital City Buy and Sell is open 7 days a week, and they're always paying cash. Plus, they have low pawn interest and terms if you aren't quite ready to say goodbye to your item just yet. Capital City Buy and Sell, 3517 Walnut Street, Harrisburg. Online at harrisburgpapawn.com. Great news, everyone. American Shaman of PA's doors are back open for normal operations, and they're ready to bring you the much-needed relief that you've been waiting for. They care about their customers, and their customers keep coming back for more. Steve K says, American Shaman products drastically decrease my back pain and relieve my stress in just 1 month. Thank you. Stop by your local American Shaman of PA store for a free CBD sparkling water and free samples. Find their locations and more at hempishealth.com.
Do you love saving money but hate buying one of those coupon books filled with places you'll never go to? Well, here comes QuickSave Coupons to save the day. QuickSave Coupons is an app where you can find savings for restaurants, stores, and experiences that you will love. And here's the best part. It's free. No big coupon books to buy, no websites to give your information to. QuickSave Coupons will show you all of the savings in your area right on your phone. Just go to Google Play or the App Store and download the QuickSave Coupons app. Then start saving money on many of the places you already go to.
Now back to the Puff and Steph Podcast.
All right, so before we get into this advice column, I want to thank Chelsea for hitting us up. She emailed Puff at puffandsteph.com. You can too, or send a message to us on the socials. I have to trigger warning, Steph.
Uh-oh.
It involves dogs.
Oh, Chelsea girl.
And unfortunately, there is a dog that passed away in the story. Okay.
Chelsea,
yeah.
I can't handle this.
So, hi Puff and Steph. I love you guys and the pod. Oh, very nice. You called it the pod.
I like that.
All right. Hey, everyone. Hey, it's Puff and Steph, and you were listening to the pod.
That does sound cool, doesn't it?
Nah, it sounds weird for me to say. Anyway, been a longtime fan. My dad and I listen to the podcast every morning on our way to work.
Aw, thanks, cool. Chelsea.
Here's my issue. So, yeah, dad... Okay, we'll go over this in a second. Here's my issue. I had to have my dog put down on June 3rd. She was 15, and she had fluid in and around her lungs. It was incredibly difficult. I'm 24, and we got her when I was 9, so I pretty much had her all my life. The issue is, my dad, the day after she passed, was already on the hunt for another puppy. I don't think I'm ready yet, and I know my mom definitely isn't. We had a discussion, and he broke down and told us how he misses her, but he wants another puppy to fill the emptiness. I'm stuck because on one hand, I'm still grieving the loss of my dog. On the other hand, it is so different at home now, and it does feel empty without her. I just don't know what to do. I know Puffy had to go through losing Ronnie, so I figured he had some insight. And Steph, well, I already know you're on Team Doggo. And then had a little dog emoji.
Yeah!
Thanks for any advice, Chels. Okay. Number one. Hey, Chelsea and Dad. I know you're listening right now in your car on your way to work.
Hi, guys. Drive safely.
Sup. All right. This really is like such a personal preference.
It's tough.
Because you have, you know, you're living with your parents. You and your mom feel a certain way. Your dad feels a certain way. And many times in this situations, people are ready for new animals at different times. Right? Like you mentioned, I lost Ronnie last year. And a couple of years ago, Steph actually lost one of your dogs, Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And you still haven't gotten a third dog. Some of it is schedule.
Right.
You know, and some of it is, you know, maybe you're not ready. You know, but it really is, I think, such a personal decision. And sometimes, like what happened after Ronnie died, about 3 months later, I got a message from a friend that I went to high school with, who asked if we, because he had some medical issues himself, he asked if we could take in cash. So I drove, you know, my wife talked about it. We weren't really ready necessarily to get another dog right away. And you know that I struggled a little bit with cash in the beginning to try to, you know, I didn't want to get, you know, attached to him.
Right.
Because of, I mean, I was so attached to Ronnie.
Yeah.
So it's tough because this was kind of thrust upon us and we decided to do it. We decided to go for it. We decided to get cash. And then cash, unfortunately, only ended up living for about 8 months. And he passed away earlier this year. But very soon after Cash passed away, we ended up getting Frankie. And I think that Frankie is more of a our dog after Ronnie, because we're raising him from a pup where Cash was a senior dog.
Right.
You know, we took him in and we knew we didn't have a lot of time with him, where Frankie, we know we have his whole life ahead of him.
Right. It's different.
It is a different situation. But I think that's kind of my advice, Chels, is that don't force it. The right situation will come along. You know, and I think like with Frankie, I wasn't even looking for that type of dog. Because he's the exact type of dog that Ronnie was. I actually was looking for a puppy like Mugatu.
Right.
Because it was going to be for a Valentine's Day gift for my wife. But there was none available. Like, I couldn't find them. I looked everywhere.
Right. He's unique.
So I ended up, was like, well, let's just take a look. And boom, I found a very nice couple who had these puppies. And I was like, well, it must be, you know, a sign or whatever. And then we got Frankie.
Right. I completely agree. Two things I have to say. One, completely agree with you that it's different for everybody. Also, I want to say that you're not wrong either way, whether you want to get a new dog the next day, 3 months down the road, 6 years down the road, like however you handle it, there's nothing wrong with it. And I think some people feel like they're replaced, like they don't want it to seem like they're trying to replace that dog. And that's 100%, not what it is. 100%. You're not replacing
it. You're 100% right. And I'll tell you, I had a friend of mine who he had his dog for 16 years, passed away. Within a month, he got another dog, and I was like, are you kidding me? Like with Ronnie, I was like, it's going to be at least a year before I get another dog, and then, like I said, right. Cash was kind of, like, thrust on us,
right.
And I wouldn't change it. I mean, it stunk that we only had him for 8 months, but the time, the fact that we took this dog in and made his last 8 months better feels good. You know what I mean? Like, we rescued this guy from a bad situation, and we were able to make him comfortable and pain-free for 8 months.
Right, right. So it really is different for everybody, and no matter how you feel about it, you shouldn't feel, like, bad or like it's wrong. The other thing I wanted to say is I have a lot of friends that have gone through this and felt hesitant about getting another dog, and then they do. And what I will say is that they never regret it. I've never heard anybody say, it was too soon, I shouldn't have got. Like, once you get that dog, you love them to death, and it you 99% of the time, it ends up being positive. You don't regret it.
Right. And I don't regret Cash, but, you know, I kind of mentioned before that I was, there were some issues right at the beginning when I got Cash. And that was, it was only, like I said, it was only like three and a half months since Ronnie had passed. And I was, remember you'd ask me, how's Cash? I'm like, he's good. Do you love him yet? And I'm like, You know, I didn't really open myself up to him. Now, the wife, on the other hand, her and Cash became best friends. And I liked him. And obviously, I took care of him and fed him and spent money on him at the vet and bought him toys and stuff. I didn't neglect him. But it was definitely a harder transition for me because of how attached I was to Ronnie, right?
Yeah.
So
it's different for everyone.
And it was. Like, my wife right away, she, it was funny at first because the one picture we had of him, we only had like a couple pictures before I went and picked him up. She's like, ew, he's like ugly.
Aww.
And then, like, as soon as we pulled up and he got out of the car, she goes, he's so cute. So it was a weird angle. It was a weird angle. But yeah, like right away, those two got along. And Cash and me, we had a rocky relationship. Do you remember where I told you when I stepped on his foot and he chased me around the house trying to bite me?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was in the first couple weeks. So, Chels, hopefully that helps. Good luck to you guys. By the way, she did send us a picture of her dog that passed away, so I'll send that over to you.
Yeah. I do want to see it. Yeah. I'm so sorry, Chelsea. We understand how you feel.
Yeah, we both do. All right, coming up, just a couple of minutes. You really can't trust anyone, can you?
It's the Puff and Steph Podcast.
Freisinger Hyundai, a refreshingly different car buying experience. Freisinger Hyundai dedicates itself to customer satisfaction. From the initial sale to the maintenance you'll need during the life of the vehicle, Freisinger Hyundai treats you like family. Check out their large selection of both the latest Hyundai lineup to certified pre-owned and used vehicles. Come see how Freisinger Hyundai drives the difference and tailors the purchase process to your needs. Right on the price, right on the pike. Freisinger Hyundai, 6115 Carlisle Pike, Mechanicsburg, 717-766-8422. During this time, many are out of work and struggling just to get by. It's good to know that your friends at Capital City Buy and Sell in Harrisburg have your back. If you're in need of extra help during the pandemic, you can pawn or sell unwanted or unneeded items that you may have laying around your house, including jewelry, electronics, tools, musical instruments, and a whole lot more. Capital City Buy and Sell is open 7 days a week, and they're always paying cash. Plus, they have low pawn interest and terms if you aren't quite ready to say goodbye to your item just yet. Capital City Buy and Sell, 3517 Walnut Street, Harrisburg. Online at harrisburgpapawn.com. Great news, everyone. American Shaman of PA's doors are back open for normal operations, and they're ready to bring you the much-needed relief that you've been waiting for. They care about their customers, and their customers keep coming back for more. Steve K says, American Shaman products drastically decrease my back pain and relieve my stress in just 1 month. Thank you. Stop by your local American Shaman of PA store for a free CBD sparkling water and free samples. Find their locations and more at hempishealth.com.
Do you love saving money but hate buying one of those coupon books filled with places you'll never go to? Well, here comes QuickSave Coupons to save the day. QuickSave Coupons is an app where you can find savings for restaurants, stores, and experiences that you will love. And here's the best part. It's free. No big coupon books to buy, no websites to give your information to. QuickSave Coupons will show you all of the savings in your area right on your phone. Just go to Google Play or the App Store and download the QuickSave Coupons app. Then start saving money on many of the places you already go to.
Now back to the Puff and Steph Podcast.
Who do you trust? Who do you trust at this point? A California nun has admitted to stealing $835,000 from the Catholic elementary school she ran to help pay for her gambling debts.
$835,000.
Sister Mary Margaret Creeper. Creeper?
Creeper?
I think it's Creeper.
It's more fun to say Creeper.
She was charged. She's 79, by the way. Charged last week with wire fraud and money laundering for ripping off St. James Catholic School for 10 years, ending in September of 2018. She was the school principal and in charge of overseeing tuition money, fees that the school received, and charitable donations. She also controlled the school's credit union accounts, which she used to divert other funds to herself.
What?
Gambling debts. What do you think a nun plays? Is she a poker player? Is it all slots?
Probably slots. I feel like it's slots.
Do you think the nun's at the craps table? You think the nun is at the blackjack table? Come on. Come on. Oh, I just need a seven. I need a seven. Eight. I bust. Oh, my God.
In her, like, outfit.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing it.
All I need to do is just go to the ATM with the school's credit card. Beep, boop, bop, boop, boop.
That is horrible. How does somebody that age even have that much horribleness inside of them? Like, people that age are so, like, pure and sweet.
She was going to win it all back and give it. She was doing it.
I'm sure.
For the school.
She's 79. When is she going to do that?
It's the Lord's money.
How does she even have the energy to be such a bad person? I'd be so tired if I was 79.
10 years. 10 years of stealing from the school. This is how it started. And I guarantee you this is how it started. This isn't in the story.
Oh, you're assuming. Okay.
Yeah, I'm totally assuming. She... Does it say where she was? No. Doesn't say where this happened, but let's just say she's in like Atlantic City, right? She goes to Atlantic City and she's got a lot of money, right? She's got like 10 grand on her and she loves gambling. She loves the slots or whatever. She loses it all. Oh my God, what have I done? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to borrow from the school and then I'll win it back next week.
Yeah,
and then
right.
I'll pay it back.
That's what they all say.
That's how it started. And if she said that, I believe her. But then... No one was... She didn't win the money back. She lost it. And no one was checking in on the money. This is a Catholic school. It's run by nuns. We're good. We're safe.
So you think.
Our money is safe.
Ha. Can't trust anybody.
And then year over year, it started with, I'm going to win the money back. I'm going to win the money back and put it back. And then like probably 3 to 4 years in, she's just like, nobody's catching me. So I'm just going to use the school's money. And you know what? Just giving her, I don't know why, because she's a nun, I guess, benefit of the doubt. I bet if she did win a good-sized jackpot, she'd probably put some of it back.
I doubt it. At that point, once you start getting that money, you're keeping it.
Yeah.
Because you get addicted to it, and it's, like, sweet to have all that money.
I probably won a little bit here and there. Yep. Everyone's like, oh, I'm going to win again. Nope. Oh, it's all right. I'll go take it from the piggy bank that is that Catholic school.
Wow. Do you think that she was like praying about this and going to confession? Or did she just
I doubt
do
she was going
care?
To confession. Because if she was going to confession saying that she was stealing money from the church, they'd probably, you know, be not like not
right.
That.
Do they have to report you if you're like talking about illegal things?
I think so. I think it's like a therapist. So like a therapist, you're not supposed to tell. And I might be completely wrong. Someone might send us a letter or something.
This is interesting topic.
But if a therapist, like if I'm talking to, like if you're my therapist, and I'm just like, you know, I just really, really hate my podcast co-host. And I think next time I see her, I'm going to stab her in the face. Right?
Right.
The therapist.
Murder threat.
The therapist has to be like, hey, police, I got this guy who's going to stab his podcast goes
right.
In the face. In the same time, I know, I think I'm going to go jump off a bridge. They have to report that if it's like self-harm too.
Right. They don't want you to murder somebody.
So
that's fair.
I'm fairly certain the church acts in a similar fashion.
Okay. So it's like they keep it confidential unless you're like doing something illegal.
Yeah. How many Hail Marys is it if when I steal $800,000
right.
from the school?
So she was really keeping this close to her chest then. She didn't even
close to
go
their
to confession.
Habit. Right? Close to her nun robe.
Wow, that's really sad.
I wouldn't suspect a 79-year-old nun, would you?
No way.
Time to stump Steph. A recent study found that 40 million people have purchased one of these, but 36 million of them will never use it.
46 and 36 are the numbers.
No, 40 million people have purchased this. 36 million will never use
it. Wow, so most people.
Yeah.
Is it expensive?
It depends. There's ones that are cheap and there's ones that are a little bit more expensive.
Is it something you keep in your house?
No.
You keep it like outside?
Or don't think of it as a tangible thing you can hold.
Ooh. No, that's not right.
What are you going to say?
No, it was stupid.
Why?
Because it doesn't make any sense.
Okay. I want to know what, when we get the right answer, I want to know what that
okay,
was.
Okay, fair enough. So it's not like a physical, like tangible thing.
I mean, not, I mean, I'll say kind of, but not really. Like, it depends. It depends on where you get this thing. Sometimes you'll also get a tangible thing. Sometimes you won't.
Oh. Dude, buy it online.
You can.
Can you buy it on Amazon?
No. Think about what you like to do.
Something to do with working out. Oh, a gym subscription. Membership, not subscription.
Yeah, no, I know what you meant. Yeah. I know what you meant. Yeah. Wow. Because here's the thing. I was paying one gym for a while and I never went. Now I have a new one. And when I say, like, sometimes you get something, sometimes you don't. Like, I know that in your gym, you have something on your key ring.
Right, right, right.
Mine isn't. Mine's on my phone. I just...
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Wow.
But...
Very modern of you.
Yes, I'm a very modern man. Wow. So yeah, 36 of 40 million people never use it.
That is insane. You know what I think people constantly tell themselves is, oh, well, I'm going to go back soon. I'm not going to bother canceling it and then having to re-sign up.
Yeah.
That is a lot of people, though.
Yeah. And the gyms, they bank on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because if every member of that gym went on a regular basis, the gyms would have to be 3 times the size.
That's so true. They're lucky that we're lazy people. They are blessed. They are.
What was the bad answer?
Oh, I was going to say like a Netflix subscription, but we all use Netflix.
I mean, that's not a terrible.
I mean, I think there are a lot of people that pay for it and don't use it, but not that many.
Yeah. We spend more money on these when it's cloudy than when it's sunny. What are they? And it has nothing to do with the weather. So it's not sunglasses.
But it maybe affects your mood when you're down and you want to buy this to cheer yourself up?
Huh? It could be.
Is it food?
No. But what would cheer you up if you bought it? Now, not 100%. It won't always cheer you up, but there's a chance it'll cheer you up.
And it's not edible.
It's not edible.
Is it something you wear?
No. Again, listen to what I say. Listen to this hint. It's not a guarantee that it'll cheer you up. There's a chance that it'll cheer you up.
Lottery ticket. Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Woo!
We spend more money when it's cloudy on lottery tickets than when it's sunny.
It's kind of a dreary day. Maybe I'll win some money.
Maybe, yeah. What'll make this day better? I don't know. I'm winning $1 million. Oh, I didn't. Back to being depressed.
Yep.
All right, everyone. Have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy your lives. We'll be back on Monday.
It's the Puff and Steph Podcast.